You're listening to the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS. I'm Kyle Malin, filling in for Michael Cohen. And joining us on the other end of the line is another Spartan who, I don't know if he's in as much into basketball as he is hockey, but he's Dennis Denno from Denno Research. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We just watched Miles Bridges saying he was coming back for another year at Michigan State. That is huge news. Is that bigger news than Michigan State hiring its new hockey coach, though? That's the question.
Wow, great question. I actually drove past the Sparty statue as he was getting ready to do that, and the police had the whole intersection blocked off, and it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's got to be bigger than
hockey, only because college basketball is significantly bigger than college hockey.
How many folks would you say were crammed around Sparty to hear this announcement?
Thousands.
Is that thousands? Would you really say that?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's still people coming. We were there maybe a quarter to six, and people were just flocking to Sparty.
Well, it just kind of speaks to how huge this decision is. And I'm sure season tickets for next year's Michigan State basketball team are going to just be flying. He is such an exciting player to watch, having season tickets and watching him last year. He is just so heads and shoulders over everybody else as far as his talent, his ability to drive and shoot and rebound and his, you know, being able to do assists. I would expect we'll see some triple doubles out of him like we did from Denzel Valentine and Draymond Green.
Should be exciting.
And so also we've got a new head coach for Michigan State hockey, Danton Cole. And I know that you watch Michigan State hockey and you follow them quite a bit. What do you think this is going to mean for Michigan State hockey to get somebody like Danton Cole, who's got a strong background in coaching young talent, having coached with the USA team for so many years?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a significant step up. I mean, I think Danton Cole's going to be able to recruit significantly better than the previous coach. No question, he can coach, and he can coach kids to become better athletes and become better hockey players. I think that was sorely lacking with the previous administration. Tom Anastas seemed like a great guy. Just never could get 60 minutes out of this team in a game, and just never really saw kids improve. It was kind of frustrating.
So we'll get back to the days of Ron Mason when we had consecutive sellout after sellout after sellout at Mount Ice Arena. I don't even know when the last sellout was at a Michigan State hockey game.
It's been years.
Yeah. Well,
we don't even sell out the Michigan. We don't even sell out the Michigan Michigan State hockey game anymore.
Is that right? What is it like right now during those games?
I mean, it's pretty crowded. It's loud. There's a lot of Michigan fans there, which is frustrating. But.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners' disclosure here, back in 1994, I was the beat writer for Michigan State hockey for the State News, and that was during Ron Mason's streak where games were sold out routinely. We had a consecutive sellout streak that was in the hundreds, I believe, and it was really pretty special to watch, even though the crowd kind of seemed a little complacent at times. At least there was a butt in every seat, and Denno and I were able to go to the last hockey game, and it was a little bit of a sad sight, and I'm not just talking about what was on the ice, but who was watching the performance on the ice. So hoping for better and bigger things for Michigan State hockey under Danton Cole, for sure. Well, Dennis, I had you on the program here. You are the president of Denno Research and a political consultant. One of the big news items that happened today is we received word that State Senator, our former state senator anyway, Virgil Smith, who was released from jail about 4 months ago because of a sentence that he received as part of shooting up his ex-wife's car in the city of Detroit. He has taken out petitions to run for Detroit City Council. You're no longer a consultant of his, even though I know you worked with him in years past. But if you were advising Senator Smith right now, or former Senator Smith right now, would you advise him to move forward on a city council bid?
Yeah, you know, why not? What does he have to lose? You know, people really, really like him in that Senate district, and there's a lot of overlap between that Senate district and that city council seat. His primary opponent, which would be the incumbent, George Cushenberry, has a lot of legal problems, too. So it could be really interesting.
Now, what did you think when you heard the news that Virgil Smith had taken out petitions? Now, it doesn't mean he's going to run. I mean, he still has to collect the signatures and turn them back in. But the very fact he's thinking about it, what was your thoughts or your reaction to that?
You know, I'm really curious to see where Mayor Duggan lands in that primary and if he gets involved in that primary. Because I got to think, if I'm George Cushenberry, I, in theory, can raise some pretty decent campaign money because I'm the incumbent city council person. Virgil Smith is out of office, and people will immediately remember him for, you know, his issues, his legal issues. So he's going to have a harder time raising money. And he doesn't necessarily come from a personal well. So that was my first thought. There's no question Virgil Smith can outwork George Cushenberry. I think George Cushenberry can outraise Virgil Smith.
And it's not, and you kind of alluded to this, it's not as if George Cushenberry has a clean slate himself. He, as a matter of fact, he had his legal license, his law license, suspended for a year for stonewalling an investigation into a complaint about his professional conduct. He's also been sued for orchestrating an alleged car fraud scheme in 2015. And that's outside of that 2014 traffic stop in which police found pot in his car that he claimed was his AIDS.
Right. I don't think the pot issue is necessarily going to hurt him with voters, but I think his continuing legal problems, his continuous problems with his law license, does cause people to pause and think and wonder whether they still want George Cushenberry representing them on city council.
Now, Dennis, another service that Dental Research provides is some polling. And recently you did some work with MERS News, which I'm the editor of. And we'd polled some political insiders last week, and we've only got a couple minutes left. But I'd like you to explain to the listeners what we did and what we found out.
Yeah, so we asked the subscribers of MERS newsletter, people who are very much aware of what's going on politically in Michigan. We asked them if the election for governor was held today, who do you think would win the governor's race? Would it be Democrat Gretchen Whitmer or Republican Bill Schuette? And somewhat surprisingly to me was Gretchen Whitmer just walking away with it, 69% going with Gretchen Whitmer.
Now, this is not who they want to have win, but this is who they believe is going to win, which is probably even more striking in the fact that folks believe that Gretchen Whitmer has such a huge advantage going into this. Now, what do you attribute to that?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that Gretchen Whitmer is the only Democrat of prominence who has announced so far. I think the fact that a lot of the people who completed the survey are from the Lansing area, where she's represented for, 14 years in the Michigan legislature. And I think a lot of people feel that next year is going to be a strong Democratic year. And that's what's going on.
And we asked another question as well, didn't we?
We asked quite a few questions, Kyle. We also asked about whether insiders see whether the House GOP will get their tax cut. I mean, the Republicans in the Michigan House want to cut the income tax, and the Speaker of the House put it up for a vote. It failed. And so we asked respondents thought there was still a possibility, and 43% thought yes, there might be some income tax relief, and 39% said no.
And that, I don't know if that's all that surprising or not. I mean, the governor has already said that he is not necessarily all that welcome to an income tax. He hasn't said that he would veto it, but he's basically said, hey, you got to show us the cuts. And I think he's looking at the numbers in front of him. He has been, if nothing else, his entire tenure has been all about fiscal responsibility. And to go forward with a tax cut seems like that would be kind of anti-Snyder.
Yeah, it would. I think it'd be kind of difficult if both the House and Senate passed it and his own party is pressuring him to do it. I wonder if he's going to have the guts to stand up to his own party in his seventh year in office.
Well, that's something we'll have to watch. Dennis Denno, he's with Denno Research. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Hey, thank you.
You're listening to the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. I'm Kyle Malin, filling in today. Thanks for joining us.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.